Gemara says now, who there was a case, Tehevi Koshochit. Somebody was about to die. Who Tehevi Koshochit? Omru Lei, so they said, Asisos Laman. Who should your wife be to? In other words, after you die, the Kitzur Shiloh was, is she Zokuk Liyibim or not? In other words, is your wife allowed to remarry now or not? Omalahu, so the husband said back, you should know, Chavya Lekuhuna Rabba. She's fit to get married to a Kohen Gadol, a Kohen Rabba, to a bigger Lekana. Let's get it. Lekana Rabba. He said that my wife is going to be fit to get married to a Kohen. So the kids said what the husband meant to say is that there's not going to be a mitzvah yibum, that she's not Zokuk Lechalitza. And therefore, whoever wants to marry her can marry her. After he dies, she's mutter. So Rashi speaks out, Rashbam, Chazi Lekuna loved out because she's not really fit to get married to a Kohen. Ella just means to say, Shemateras Lecholodim, she's mutter to get married to anybody else. And the Yen is a Kuk of Yibum. She's not Zokuk Liyibum. Umiyuzo Yishino Lekano Asiro. Really, she's also to get married to a Kohen. So I de Migu. Like, why do we believe the husband now when he says there's no mitzvah yibum? Only because of the migul. The baal shom the garash diastishti nemon mehemna. Since, like, if the husband wanted to, he could have said, I gave my wife a get already. And then there would be no mitzvah yibum. So now that he's saying, like, that there's no brothers, or else what he means to say is that we have a son, and there's no mitzvah yibum, we believe the husband. But we only believe him with the migul that he could have said he gave a get to his wife. Now, if he would have really given a get to his wife can't marry a kohen. So that's what we're saying now. To a kohen, she can't get married. But to anybody else, though, his wife could get married. We believe the husband. Omar Rebbe says, like my neches law, what should we be afraid about? For Omar Rebbe Chia Bar Abba, Omar Rebbe Yechanan, that the Baal is Shoma Gerash Yefishti, when the husband says that I gave my wife a get, Nemon, we believe him. So like here that the husband says before he dies, that when he dies, his wife is the mutter to anybody, so we believe him. Because, you know, he's saying there's no Mrs. Yibum, that either there are no brothers alive, or else that he has children. We believe him because otherwise, if he wanted to, he could have just said he gave his wife a get. And we would believe him. Therefore, we don't have to be afraid this wife could remarry without a problem of chalitza. Tomorrow says, I omalei Abaye. Abaye says back, no. V'okiyosi Reb Yitzchak Bar Yosef. Omer Reb Yechanan, when Reb Yitzchak, Reb Yosef came, he said over in the name of Reb Yechanan like this, that the Baal Sha'oma Girashti Es Ishti, if a husband wakes up one day and tells us, you should know, I gave my wife a get, halacha is Eino Nemun. We do not believe the husband. So if we do not believe the husband, then there's no more migul. We won't believe the husband that he says his wife is potter from Yibum. Omalei, she said back to him, but v'lav miloy sheninu, didn't we already answer the theory we had before, the daf before we had, that we asked the theory of Rabbi Yochanan, is the husband Nemon, do we believe him when he says he gave his wife a get or not? We had a theory of Rabbi Yochanan, and we gave an answer. That kan l'mafreya, the kan l'habor. That if the husband says he gave his wife a get a month ago, we don't believe him. A month ago, we don't believe him. But if the husband says, I gave my wife a get today we believe him. So if the husband today is saying that his wife is mutter, we should believe the husband. Because if the husband wanted a lie, he could have said, I gave her a get. So Zamora says back, no, what Rabbi meant to say is, the Ashinuya Neker Venismuch, should I be Semech on such a teretz? In other words, I don't like that teretz. I don't like that teretz. In other words, he holds that we tackle do not believe the husband. That a husband that says, I gave a get to my wife, we do not believe. And Rashbam says, the Anana Ashinuya, like Duma Maroya Ninu, the Plig Yalibri of Yechanan. It could be the Teretz said that some Achleikas exactly what did Rabbi Yechanan say, and this could be one Amora learned from Rabbi Yechanan that Eino Neman Afidu Lahabor, the Loya Mina Migu. We do not say this Svar of Migu. Why? Sharei Raglayim Yesh Ladovish LaGirsha. Because really, it looks to us as if he did not give her a get. Because the in Girsha, it was really true that the husband gave his wife a get, kola heavy leila milfei, k'damrina v'yishish n'tharmala. Like there's a curl. Usually when you give a get to your wife, everybody hears about it. Here, nobody heard about it. That's a good reason to say that really, the husband did not give his get, did not give his wife a get. And therefore, we hold that when a husband says, I gave my wife a get, we do not believe the husband. And that's Takat Halacha. We have a chash, we do not believe him. Omar le Rav Ravnosa Marami, Choshlo. That Omar le Rav Nachman, Omar le Rav Ravnosa Marami, Choshlo. That he's afraid like that. And it's Takat true that we do not believe the husband. And Rashi says, and therefore, Kabaya, we come out La Baya. V'tiyesa l'shuk. In such a case, the wife cannot remarry, she's also l'shuk. In other words, because when we, as far as we know, there should have been a mitzvah yibum. It's only the husband that's telling us that she's mutter. And the only reason to believe the husband is because of a nigo, he could have said, I gave my wife a get. But now we're coming out, we don't believe the husband. He's not nemut to say he gave his wife a get. Because there's a good reason to say he didn't, there would have been a curl. And that's like Halacha, he said, Choshlo, he's afraid not to believe the husband. And in such a case, if the only reason we say there's no Yibum, because the husband told us so, that's not enough. There's still Choshlo, we have to be afraid to check it out to make sure that either she has children, or else we have to make sure that there are no brothers alive. Otherwise, she'll have to have Chalitza. Verses now, Ohu, Dehevi, Muchsaklo, and the Les Layachai. There was a person that as far as we know, he had no brothers. He was this man, married, and he had no brothers. The Yom HaVishas Misa, now right before this person died, he said, the Les Layachi, Shno, I have no brothers. In other words, that my wife is not going to be Zokud Liyibim, whoever wants to can marry her. So where it says, Omer Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef said, my Lechesh Lo, what should we be afraid about right now? Chodah, first of all, the Muchsak Lo, and the Les Layachim. Up until now also, as far as we were concerned, there were no brothers alive. So Mela, when this husband dies, there's no mitzvah yibum. If there are no brothers alive, there's no mitzvah yibum. So what are you got to be afraid about? So that's one svara. The Les Lanachin. The Yoit, secondly, for Omar Bishas Miso, the Lesle. The husband himself also said just before he died that he has no brothers. If so, Shita, there are no brothers alive. If so, when this husband dies, his wife is mutter to remarry. What's the Shiloh? Omulay Abaya said back, yes, there is a little Shiloh. Omulay Abaya, for Amri, people say though, that the Iki Edim in Medina Sayyam, there's a rumor going around that there are Edim on the other side of the world, that the Yadid Yislayachi, there's a rumor going around that people are talking about, that there are Edim on the other side that know that he has brothers. And so maybe be afraid that maybe those Edom will come and they'll really tell us that this husband has a brother that's alive now and therefore the wife should be also. There should be a mitzvah yibum. So he answered back, no. Hashto miyus holesnayu kamon. Right now though, there are no Edom here right now. We have to only act the way we see. What we see in front of our eyes right now is that there are no Edom here. And as far as we know, there are no brothers. And the husband himself even told us before he died he has no brothers. That's a good svara to believe him, and therefore the wife should be mutter. Tamara says, Kaman, who are you saying this svara? Love isn't this. Hainu the Rabbi Chanina. This is like Rabbi Chanina. The Yom of Rabbi Chanina said, Eidim v'tzad isason v'tiyeser. That was a shayla also if your wife was mezana with somebody. So you don't know that she was mezana. So there's also a shayla there that somebody said, but there were Eidim. Someplace else in the world that knows that she was Mizana. A case where she was Shivya. A case there was where your wife was captured by the Goyim. Now we don't know for sure if the Goyim lived with her or not. So somebody said, yes, there are Edom someplace that knows about it. So, and Chanina answered back and said that Edom v'tzad issam v'tiyeser means we're not afraid about that. Right now, as far as we know, there are no Edom here. We don't know that she was Mizana with the Goyim. Therefore, Abada, the wife is mutter. She's mutter gemarit to a kain even. Omalei Abaya. Abaya said back, no, there's no proof. Im heikalno b'shivuya, mishum demenavlo nafshe lagabe shavoyi, neko b'yeshes ish. I tell you this, you can't
be medamen milsa milsa. You can't say one case to the next case. So he answered back that he can't bring a tushtel to shivuya. A kopon, he answered back, you may kalnu b'shivuya for neko by shivuya. There was a case where your wife or lady was captured by the goyim. Here we have the doubt that the goyim live with her or not. So if we do not have edim that they live with her, there were make her to say that the goyim did not live with her. You know why? There's a svar that when a lady is captured, she makes herself look ugly in the eyes of the goyim, that the goyim should not want to live with her. So therefore we're not afraid to say that the goyim live with her, as long as we don't have edim in front of our nose. Ma'ashenke neko b'yeshes ish. Where is the shaila where a man was married, and now Lamaisi died, and we don't know if they're mitzvah yibim or not. And we heard a rumor that maybe there are edim other places that know there's a brother alive. So here, Tak, we have to be afraid. Maybe there are brothers alive, and maybe there would be a mitzvah yibim. Omalei rov rav nosim arami, choshlo. Hitaka said, Enechadam, Tak, we have to be afraid. That even though what happened was before the husband died, the husband said, I have no brothers. And secondly, what happened was, as far as we know, there were no brothers. But still, since there's a rumor going on now that people say there are Edim someplace else in another city that know that really has brothers, we have to be afraid for those Edim. And therefore, this wife now, after her husband dies, she's not allowed to remarry. We have to wait to find out if it's true she has brothers, and then she'll have to have chalitza or yibum before she could remarry. Now back to Mishnah said, Ze achai eino neman. What was the case that if one brother says, this is my brother, he's not neman? Tomorrow says, V'iduch my kamri. Again, here the Mishnah says, let's say a father dies, and as far as we know, there are two sons left over. So these two sons go to take over the Yerusha. Now what happens is, one of these are Reuven and Shimon. Now Reuven says, I know that Levi here is my brother. In other words, Reuven says there were three of us, and therefore the three of us have a right to divide up the property equally. That's what Reuven says. So we ask the question, Iduch, the other one, my Kamri. What does Shimon say? What does the other brother say? E Kamri Achvahu. If he says Shimon also agrees, yes, he's my brother. So my Yitalima the Chelkoi Besulai. The Mishnah says in a case like this, again, that first was Reuven and Shimon here. And they divided up the father, left over three properties. So they divided up these three properties, each one got one and a half. Now Reuven says, I know that Levi's my brother. So the Mishnah says that Reuven has to give the extra half of property he has to give to Levi. Because Reuven admits that Levi's a brother. So Levi is supposed to get one field also. So really Reuven gives him his half, but Shimon, that doesn't say he's his brother, keeps the field in here. So Mara asked, if you're telling me the case is that Shimon also admits that the third brother, Levi, is the brother, so Shimon should also have to give up half of his field. In other words, there were three fields here. There was Reuven, there were three fields. And so far, there's Reuven and Shimon, two brothers, and if they both admit that they have a third brother, Levi, so why don't they each one give half away? Levi should get a whole property. Ella, since the Mishnah says not like that, Ella, we're talking about the Ka'amri Lav Achinu. We're talking about that right now, Shimon, the second brother, is saying, you should know, he's not our brother. Again, Reuven says, Levi is also our brother. And Shimon, the second one, says, no, Levi is not our brother. Therefore, as far as Shimon is concerned, there's only two brothers, Shimon and Levi, Shimon and Reuven. Therefore, Shimon takes the property in a half. But Reuven that admits that Levi is the brother, so Reuven takes one property for himself, and the other half he has to give away to Levi. So that's the case, that Reuven says, yes, Levi is my brother, and Shimon says, no, Levi is not my brother. If so, ain't a sefer. What does the sefer say? That noflu loy nechosim imokim achar. Let's say this third brother, Levi, receives the Yerusha from someplace else. The locher is, it says that the other two brothers yashin him. Now in the case where Levi has his own property, and then Levi dies, so the Mishnah says that both Reuven and Shimon both yashin him. The question is why? Why does Shimon yashin Levi? Shimon just said that Levi's not my brother. So Shimon says, clearly I know he's not my brother, so then later when Levi dies, Shimon should not receive a chelik of the Yerusha. So that can't be the case either. So rather the case like this, let's read, you know what we're talking about over here, to Ka'amri Einanu Yodim. We're talking about that Shimon says, I don't know. I don't know if this guy's Levi is my brother or not. Reuven says, yes, I know Levi is my brother. So as far as Reuven is concerned, Levi deserves the chelik. Shimon says, I don't know if he's my brother or not. So therefore, the property, when the father dies, Shimon, that's a muchzik, and that property does not have to give it away to Levi. Because he says, any day, I don't know. Tomorrow says, Omar Rabba says, Zay Samaris. From here we hear that if somebody says, Monali biyotcha, I say to you, listen, you have $100 of mine. Give it back to me. I tell you, I lent you $100 last week. And what do you answer back? And the person answers back, I don't know. So what do we do in such a case? In other words, that's called the Bari Vishema. I'm a Bari, I say for sure you owe me $100. And you answer back, I don't know. Maybe yeah, maybe no, I don't know. Here we see Potter. Lokriz, you don't have to pay me back the money. Since you're a Muchzik, you're holding on to the money, you have a right to keep the money. Even though I'm a Bari, I'm saying for sure you owe it to me. But since you're a Shema, you don't have to give it up. Because here also, Shimon is saying a Shema. I don't know if Levi's my brother or not. So since he's a Shema, he does not have to give away his property that he's holding on to. That's the proof here that Bari Veshema love Bari Yodif. So Abaye Abaye says maybe no. Abaye Yom Eliyahu, Ma'im Elok, we'll tell you Chayit. Maybe Bari Veshema, Bari